It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made
everybody is on board.
For another
hour of conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Your opinion counts here. So please call us if you would like to share some thoughts with us. 888-302-3684. Or you can go online. We find this to be, with some, the preferred method of communicating. Facebook.com/Good Day. It's a new era, a new world. And so we're happy to accommodate. Kenny is waiting breathlessly to hear from you at Twitter.com, too, at Good Day Show. So, what's going on around the world? I was looking at this story, Jennifer, about Leanne Rimes and Eddie Cibrian. They have a reality show on VH1. I would ask, why?
They've been shopping one, actually.
Yeah, but now, well, they are going to do a 6-episode reality show, according to the story at DougSteffen.com.
Yep.
And I just wonder.
There's a lot of drama surrounding them because Leanne Rimes is in this war with Eddie Cibrian's ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
And his ex-wife is on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And so I'm sure the network is probably hoping that drama is going to get all juiced up, you know. And Leanne wants to paint them as kind of a normal family, but I'm sure VH1 is going to try to stoke that fire to get some good gossip out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Speaking of good gossip, did you talk about Paula Deen before? I don't think you got
to that. We didn't get to it. No, we ran out of time.
So why don't you give us the update on Paula Deen and that lawsuit that apparently isn't a lawsuit.
Well, it's a little bit of good news, I guess a glimmer in all the bad that she's been through. But Paula Deen has won a major decision in the civil suit that was the one that wound up costing her almost everything, her entire career. A judge yesterday ruled that former restaurant manager Lisa Jackson had no right to sue Deen for racial discrimination because she is white. Jackson tried to claim someone in her family because she's white. Lisa Jackson was white.
Let's not skim over that.
Okay.
The woman who sued her.
Yes, was a white woman.
And the basis upon which the suit was presented again was?
Discriminatory against blacks.
What?
Oh, because she said the N-word, Paula Deen?
In the past, she had said the N-word.
So, but what is the connection to this woman? What is Paula Deen's connection again to this woman?
This woman was her former restaurant manager.
Manager. Okay.
Here's why this smelled fishy, and this is why I've been kind of on Paula Deen's side since the beginning,
mm-hmm.
is that this woman worked for Paula Deen for 6 years before she quit and before she filed this lawsuit. Now, if you're really upset or offended by something, you don't work for someone for 6 years. She was also a white woman, and she kept trying to say that someone in her family was biracial, which could be true, maybe not. But it didn't make a lot of sense. It almost seemed like someone who felt betrayed and was trying to get back at somebody, maybe.
Betrayed in terms of what Paula may have done to her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. And it was during the deposition part of this trial that, or this case, I guess, that Paula admitted to using the N-word, which caused her to lose all of her endorsement deals. It got her off of Food Network. Mm-hmm. She's not completely off the hook. This is a big win for Paula, but Lisa's also sued for sexual discrimination, and that part of the suit was not thrown out yet.
So this woman is claiming she didn't advance in Paula Deen's company because she was a woman?
No, I think that she actually sued maybe Bubba, Paula's brother, I think, for sexual discrimination, maybe.
No, wait, she worked for Paula or Paula worked for her?
She worked for Paula.
She worked for Paula, okay.
What a mess.
Yeah.
So much to do about nothing. Later in the hour, we'll have Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person here, to move your little groove and groove your little move. If you can do that.
I can move my groove and groove my move.
Sounds like a song.
Mm.
Move your groove, groove your move.
In a moment, the FDA is at it again, and I'm going to give you some tips on how to help you and your nearest local farmer to not get lost in the FDA's new rules that are coming out. The Food Safety Modernization Act, once again, rearing its ugly head. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. This is a Good Day, 11 after the hour.
No hoodie, no jeans, a few dollars got me in now.
Cause mom's gonna rush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Running. Back to school got you on the run. Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
Bulletin, 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 14 past the hour. Doug Stanford's Good Day program. Bulletin, 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 bulletin. Bulletin.
Bulletin. Bulletin.
Oliver Stone. Oliver Stone says that Edward Snowden is a hero.
Well, he must be then.
Film okay. 11. All right, let's see here.
Breaking news.
Yeah, right. All right. So you know that I don't like the FDA, right? Everybody
oh,
pretty
know
much
that.
Gets
yeah.
that.
I think I might have heard that.
You know that I don't like the government much.
I think I've heard that. Uh-huh.
Okay. You know that I like small farmers.
I have heard that. Yes.
You know that I am a small farmer.
Yes, I think I knew that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So last year, you remember me talking at length about the Food Safety Modernization Act.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So-called FSMA. It's FSMA. Now, the local food movement, called the locavore movement in our country, is gaining by leaps and bounds, much to the chagrin of the owners of the big, in some cases, department stores. Walmart sells food. Target sells food. Costco sells food. All these big chains. And then there are the so-called legitimate supermarkets, Albertson. I mean, they're all over the place, right? Vons, Ralphs, Stop and Shop. They all want to get all the money they can. So they're pushing the FDA to propose rules that would make it very easy for the agency to force small-scale farmers to comply, something that would cost farmers burdensome time and money. And the farmers that are local are not the problem. We all know that. We've heard me talk about this 100,000 times. Under the proposal that's out this week, if the FDA decides to revoke the Tester-Hagen exemption and force small-scale direct marketing farmers to comply with the new federal requirements, the farmer will get 10 days to submit an appeal to anything that the FDA says they don't like about him. The FDA doesn't have to grant the farmer a hearing. The FDA doesn't have to hold to any specific standard. They can just go into a place and say, we don't like your place it's dirty, close it down. The farmer must comply with all regulations within 60 days after the first announcement that they are rule or be shut down. And there's no way to get exemptions. That's the way it looks right now, without any kind of input from you, the small farmers. In other words, under the agency's proposed rules, the FDA will be able to target small farms one by one and put them out of business. And there's really no recourse to the farmers at all. Welcome to America 2013, especially when those of you who have expressly said you want to see the small farmers survive and thrive in America, the government is after them day after day after day after day. The Tester-Hagen Amendment to the FDA's rulemaking would have exempted farmers who I think make under $1 million a year, if I'm not mistaken. There are 1,200 pages of regulations. Most of them would seriously harm mid-sized farms that are producing the high-quality food that are never the problem. The small farmer, never a problem. The biggest problem is always, like last week, the lettuce that's packaged in cellophane. That's not done by small or medium-sized farmers. That's done by big agribusinesses.
Yeah.
So the thing that I'm suggesting that you do is go online to submit comments to the FDA and tell them the proposed produce rule, it doesn't work, and you get to your representative, go to house.gov or senate.gov. I'm telling you right now, if people don't do something about this, it will be the end of family farming in America. Mm-hmm. You almost wonder what country these people come from. They are so anti-American. They are so against the business that is basically what America was built on, farming and agriculture. Does anybody understand why? Why? Is it that these people are so, is it all about money? Most of these people, they couldn't find a paper bag in a snowstorm. They are, believe me, the regulators we have to deal with from the state of Massachusetts, and sometimes we once in a blue moon seen an FDA. I remember I told you the story last year about how there was a milk inspector from the state. Her boss was there to check on what she was doing. And the state director of agriculture was there to find out that the mid-level person was checking on the person on the bottom. And there was an FDA inspector to find out what the person who was in charge of this area was doing with his or her time. Four people were there, and they stood around for hours talking about nothing that had anything to do with any of this stuff. But that's what you're dealing with. That's what this is all about. And that's why you need to do something. Get to your senator. You need to get to your congressman. You need to stop this so the way we eat food or get food in this country will be changed forever.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Interlude in the stories of the day to some of the music that was popular. For example, we go back to the top five songs from this date, 1991. We find Roxette at number five with Fading Like a Flower, Every Time You Leave. How many people does that fit? When people, how many relationships? And Roberta doesn't count because.
What do you mean I don't count?
You don't count.
What do you mean I don't count?
You're not really involved in relationships in terms of what happens from day to day. Whereas Jennifer is, Kenny's not really.
What
so
do you
this
mean
is,
what happens? I'm married. What happens day to day? Yes, you're.
No, no, but I'm just.
With it.
But does your husband come and go? Is he, like, or do you come and go?
Like my boyfriends, is that what you're saying?
Wait, what do you mean by come and go?
I mean, do you engage and get along and things are fine for a while and then things fall apart and
yes.
He disappears or you disappear?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
It's been that way for 34 years.
Really? Okay. That's why you have so many homes. Is that what it is? That's basically what it is. Yeah. So
I live one place. He lives another place. He travels 2 weeks out of every month. It's yeah. Like, you know.
Uh-huh. I was making reference to you, Jennifer. How,
okay.
And that wasn't a negative reference.
No, it's life.
Yeah. I think that this story, if I'm not mistaken, is about a relationship where there is, it's sort of like you show up and then you leave. What's it called? Attention avoidance? No, there's something avoidance. Engagement. Engagement avoidance. Engagement avoidance. Engagement avoidance. So have you been in one of those, Jennifer?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And have
so how
you?
Do you? Yeah. I have. Thank you for asking. So how do you deal with that?
I don't know. You know, I think I always try to keep my... I'm trying to think how to explain this and put it into words. I feel like I'm very lucky in life, and I feel like when something's right, it's going to be right for
yeah.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try really hard to not put too much attention on putting energy into things that may not be the right thing, that fate and God or whatever it is pointing me in a different direction. So, you know, I try to take those clues from the universe. Sometimes it's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to let things go. It's hard to say goodbye. It's hard to, you know, when things aren't going the way you want them to. I tend to want to force things to be my way. But the new me is just in the last year. So, you know what? If this isn't right, it's not right. And you kind of have to move on to the next thing.
You cannot force anything.
Yeah.
You cannot force.
Does that make sense?
Control.
It was hard for me to put into words.
Yeah, no, I think that's very apt. Yeah. Yeah, so good. Anyway, I think that's the story with the number five song this week in 1991. Let's see if there's a story behind number four from this week in 1991. DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yes, and the Fresh Prince.
It's called Summertime, number four during This Week in 91. What can you tell us about this song, Jen Jen?
This song was just a great summer hit, and it was really in their peak of popularity. They had Parents Just Don't Understand first, and then this, I think, might have been their second album together. It was just good summer song when I was in high school.
All right, number three, Lenny Kravitz, and It Ain't Over Till It's Over.
Speaking like about relationships.
I never have liked this guy particularly. Yeah, it ain't over till it's over. How do you know it's over? Again, I...
Usually the restraining order tells you.
Okay.
That's a clue.
Yeah, that may be a good clue. All right, so that's number three. Amy Grant's Everyday Heartache. I'm sorry, Everyday Heartbeat. Number two this week, 1991. Another good pop song.
Yeah. And she was so popular for that time period.
Yeah, she was good. Number one for This Week in 1991, Bryan Adams, and Everything I Do For You. This is people always compare this guy to The Boss for whatever the reason.
Really? You think so?
He's got a gravelly, heavy voice, but it's not the same caliber.
Yeah.
So that's the review of the top five songs This Week in 91 here on Good Day.
Back to School got you on the run. Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink, plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-8153. That's 1-800-236-8153. 1-800-236-8153.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. satisfaction by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Somebody do something to help Jennifer out there a little bit.
Whatever you had for breakfast, I wanted, Jen.
I haven't had anything yet.
That's it. Your blood sugar's getting low.
Working on it. That's probably what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. That's it. Yep, that's the whole thing right there. Jennifer Horn and Roberta. The rest of you. Ken and
Roberta. And everybody else.
I always gravitate towards stories like this, and I don't know why. I'll search around and look through all kinds of newspapers, websites, things where people send me stories. I get this all the time. Doug@DougStephan.com. Send me a story about something you think you hear me talking about what's going on in the world, and you get my point of view. You know where I'm coming from. So that's why it's not a surprise to hear me get all kind of cranked up about this 13-year-old boy who was driving a pickup truck. Apparently, his father knew that he would go out in the truck and didn't ever stop him. He didn't say, this is a big kid for 13. So he goes, this is Shreveport, Louisiana, over the weekend. He goes driving in his father's pickup truck, and apparently he was distracted by something. He never had, he doesn't have a license, obviously, at 13. Not really. He comes from a farm, so he gets trained. Like me, I learned how to drive when I was 9. Would I have been good on the road when I was 13? Probably not. Anyway, so he drives the pickup truck through a stop sign.
Ooh.
And then into a city bus, causing a collision that leaves him and 11 people that are on the bus seriously hurt. At least, let's see, today's Tuesday. 2 people still in the hospital after this crash. The boy was hurt. The bus driver was hurt. The fire chief there says that this fellow's name is Howell, that they suffer from head injuries, serious head injuries. The bus driver, not life-threatening. But here's this kid whose father thinks it's okay for him to drive the... It's okay, you don't have a license, but it's all right. The kid wanted to go down and see some of his friends. So he was he isn't convicted. He'll go to court on charges of driving without a license, running a stop sign, and reckless driving. My question is, if you don't have a license, you're 13 years old, how can they get any of this stuff to stick?
Is there? I would think their parents are, the kids'
parents. The parents
are
in, would be liable.
Yeah. Or
but how do you get this to stick? You don't have a driver's license, so you really have no right to be on the road. Maybe they can get you for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get how you make it's. This is not a person who is in the system that they have envisioned. The rules for the road are envisioned for people who have licenses and are supposed to be on the road, or at least have the authority to be on the road. A 13-year-old doesn't. So what do you do? I'm looking at pictures of this. What a mess this kid created. It looks like a brand new Dodge pickup truck.
Mm.
But how do you, just in terms of trying to figure out how it is that the pieces fit together and how you do something, how do you determine that, again, going after the family, who's really responsible? And what do you use as a deterrent to keep other kids who want to drive? At 13, everybody wants to drive.
Right.
Right?
And you know what's funny? My 17-year-old daughter, Victoria, I cannot get her to get a driver's permit.
She's from New York.
She wants nothing to do with driving.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing. Zero.
Well, it's
that's a funny thing. Well, why do I need to drive, Ma? I live in Manhattan.
Right. There you go.
It's so funny, and most of her classmates are the same way. They don't even offer driver's ed at her high school.
Really?
Nope.
Where would you go practice?
We didn't have it at mine either.
Well, when she went to high school, you know, right behind Lincoln Center, in the Upper West Side.
Driving there.
No, they don't even offer driver's ed.
No. All right, so there's that story. Now, Jennifer wants to take us to Wisconsin, where
Cheeseheads.
The Cheeseheads are, and also there appears to be a new interest in certain types of mining.
Yeah, it's actually causing a big problem, big debates. People are getting very upset, and it's even gone to, like, violent death threats. There's this company called GTAC, and they got permission to test the soil in Penicky Hills, which is in northern Wisconsin. And they tested it for minerals, including iron ore. Now, eventually, the company wants to carve a 4-mile open-pit mine through the area.
I think those open pit mines are nasty.
Mm.
Well,
they're big scars on the earth.
The people in the town disagree with you. Sure. The people in the town are heavily depressed. It's economically depressed in that area. And so much of the community wants the company to come into town. They're looking forward for the jobs and for the growth in the region. They have signs in their front yard saying mines mean jobs. Mining is our history. Say yes to mining. Not everybody, however, is happy about this. They have environmentalist groups that are coming out saying that this could cause water contamination, it would ruin the wetlands, and the Native Americans in the area are claiming that the mining would...
They own it!
They violate their treaty rights because it would interfere with their hunting and fishing. And it's gotten, this whole debate has gotten so bad that they've had to have paramilitary armed guards, right. There's been death threats, there's standoffs, I mean, it's just, it's an intense battle over land and water versus jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows who will win at this point, but...
Put yourself in their shoes. How would you vote? It's up or down, Jennifer.
Mining.
How do you vote? You vote
mining.
Up.
Yes.
All right. Roberta, how do you vote? Up or down?
Down.
All right. Kenny, you're the tiebreaker. Up or down?
Up.
Up.
Really? Wow. I'm surprised.
So 2-4, one against. So it's commerce. It's business. It's keeping the town alive, that sort of thing. But I'm for the jobs and getting the town going again. I just am against the kind of mining. And there's got to, I don't know how you put the two of them together. Strip mining like that on the surface, just if you were able to fly across the country, parts of the country, this has been done, and you look down, you see these messes. I'm talking about serious messes. A couple of places, they use them for landfills, and I suppose that's okay, but it's like somebody took a fingernail and ripped part of your shoulder off. And it's just a big wound there. I can't happen to... I mean, I think Mother Nature's got to be a little concerned or a little upset about that. I think we need to mine and use the things that are for our advantage, but I think this is kind of a tough sell. Anyway, I'm glad to have that update, Jennifer. Thank you. 19 before the hour, we're going to be joined by Andrea Metcalf, and we'll get fit in a moment here on Good Day.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor and make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitle, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Up your game and score even more giveaways on Buffalo Wild Wings and Yahoo Fantasy Football National Draft Day on August 24th.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
15.5 minutes for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program on Tuesday. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, is here to help us exercise, think about fitness, get yourself fit faster and stay that way. She's really terrific, actually. I have great admiration for Andrea. AndreaMetcalf.com, our website. So what do you make, Andrea, of Michelle Obama's idea to fight obesity using music? I think there are... Have we got some examples of what Michelle Obama...
This thing started something like this.
It's hard to believe that almost exactly 1 year ago, we launched a nationwide campaign called Let's Move to help solve the problem of childhood obesity in this country. Back when we first decided to take on the issue of childhood obesity, a lot of people wondered, could we actually make a difference?
So Michelle Obama, Andrea, apparently is going to do, in conjunction with her Let's Move program, a hip-hop album with 19 songs and 10 music videos. And this is with the Partnership for a Healthier America and Hip Hop Public Health. The album is going to be released September 30th and has apparently a number of rappers on it. So will this be something that can't hurt, that doesn't help? And is this the kind of thing we should be embracing more in terms of younger people, people no matter what their age, and staying in an exercise program, keeping themselves ship shape, I guess.
Ship shape or hip hop shape.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you put stickers on fruit of, like, their favorite characters, that the kids want to eat more fruit. So if we're going to be able to get some great rappers in there, that the kids will take a little bit of notice, we may be able to hit some of that younger demo. And by younger, I mean that 6 to 12-year-olds. I don't think it's as much for a 12 to 15-year-old demo, but I certainly think that it can't hurt. And dance is a great way to get fit. It's, you don't ever know that the time's going by, but you're still burning calories. So I hope it works. It's a pretty good idea. Get those guys on board.
So is there something particularly about any type of music? You said, well, dance. I mean, we have this Dancing with the Stars craze. People who are on that show, some look fairly fit to me. Others don't look necessarily very fit to me. Dancing and using it, there's a lot of sharp energy, it seems to me, that's used in that kind of dancing. But then there's ballroom dancing, there's waltzing. You know, I mean, is any dance or every dance something that's good in terms of exercise?
Absolutely. Dance in itself, whether you're doing the waltz, the foxtrot, hip-hop, or jive, are always getting that body moving. And we did see a lot of those people who were on Dance with the Stars, when they stayed on long enough, lose weight and get in better shape. So we know that there's evidence, and certainly just any type of movement can help burn calories. It's whether we can get kids to have fun while doing it so that they do it on their own.
Hmm.
And I think that's the biggest challenge we all find is, can we do hip-hop every morning at, 6:30 and do it before we go to school? And parents, you can make a big difference in this. You lead by example, and you turn on that music when they wake up.
Well, it just seems to me that anything that gets the body to move is good. There will be people that will take shots at her because they don't like the Obamas, or they don't like black people, or they don't understand hip-hop, or any or all of those things. But anything that gets you to move, it seems to me, is a positive step. Now, I wanted to talk about one other thing you were blogging about, and I didn't understand it. That's why I wanted to ask you about cell phone anxiety. What's that got to do with exercise?
Well, cell phone anxiety has to do with stress and being able to tune out and relax every once in a while. And I kind of did it tongue-in-cheek, saying, are you doing some of these things and not realizing it? Put your cell phone down, disconnect, and get involved with people and relationships and yourself. And you'll find more center, and you'll be able to live a little healthier. So it's not just about exercise and fitness and what you eat. It's about stress and sleep and quality of life. And I think some of us are, myself included, I've caught myself doing this, not putting down the cell phone and engaging with people.
You're terrible. Never mind. No, but you're awful. You do three things at once. I've never seen anybody on the phone, at your computer, and having a conversation with somebody in a meeting. I've been there, done that with you.
That's the pot calling the kettle black, I think.
Yeah, maybe. I'm maybe guilty of it a little bit, but I'm not into the technology as much as you are. AndreaMetcalf.com, NakedFitness.com. Find out what Andrea is doing to keep you in shape by going to AndreaMetcalf.com or NakedFitness.com.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Eat right, feel it, good, but on the inside. My life, much as you can. Don't be shy, make a new... Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Orchestra. Here they are. Crank them up there, Peter, for just saying. It's from the movie Xanadu. Number one at the box office during this week in 1980. Xanadu.
Olivia Newton-John, maybe?
Her, too. Olivia Newton-John. I always love to pronounce that name. Xanadu was big during this week in 1980. Let's fast forward a couple of years. And there's a little hint there, even in the movie that's in question. Chucker is off today, so it's to Jennifer and me to bring you movie news. We'll start with our usual contest, however. Mm-hmm. So be sharp. Listen carefully. This was the number one movie during this week in 1982. 888-302-3684. If you get the name of the movie and you'd like to share it with us and win a swell prize, that'd be cool. Here we go with the first electronic clue.
Hey, you in my class? Today.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm not getting anything that would be closely resembling a Roberta guess on this, so we'll keep playing these clues and see what we come up with. Next.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron. Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
You moron.
Moron.
888-302-3684. Last chance to figure it out.
All I hear is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
I think there's a clue in there.
You think so?
Yeah.
888-302-3684. So if you know the name of the movie, help yourself. I have some movie news for you in a moment. This is Good Day.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Up your game and score even more giveaways on Buffalo Wild Wings and Yahoo Fantasy Football National Draft Day on August 24th.
No hoodie, no jeans, a few dollars got me in now.
Cause mom's gonna brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, some of the movie news today. Vin Diesel in talks to join Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. He will voice the character Groot, a tree-like alien who can absorb wood to gain strength and recover from injuries. Man.
Hmm. I have a neighbor like that.
Benicio del Toro, Zoe Saldana, and Glenn Close are other voices that are attached to that project. Mel Gibson and Antonio Banderas.
Banderas.
Now in on The Expendables 3. Man, this is turning out to be quite a
this
festival.
This franchise is so fun. I mean, yeah. They're
what
terrible,
a, what
but
a
they're fun.
Ball. Yeah, they are awful. But all these people together, Mel Gibson's supposed to be the bad guy.
Yeah, and Harrison Ford's in on this one, the new one, too, which will be...
The only one who's going to be left out is Bruce Willis. He's going to feel left out. By the time Stallone gets finished with him, he's going to feel left out of
this. Well, Stallone, they're having this feud.
Let's have some fun. Let's see, what else we got? Hugh Grant is going to join Armie Hammer and, Guy Ritchie in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Did you know that?
I did not know that. That's cool. I knew they were doing a movie. I just didn't know.
So Napoleon Solo is being played by Henry Cavill, and Armie Hammer is going to play Ilya Kuryakin. So I wonder what Hugh Grant, he's going to be the head of intelligence. Kinda
that's
like,
why, because he's
damn.
An English accent.
You think that's it, Jennifer?
That's it. You
no
have to have an English accent. Yep.
Wow. Got Meryl you. Streep in talks to join Jeff Bridges in a sci-fi flick called The Giver. Let's see if we can figure out what this is here. Mike, what do you think the name of the movie is?
Animal House.
Animal House. Right vintage, wrong movie. Jeff in Roseburg, Oregon, what do you think it is?
It's Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
It's Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You are correct. No, no. Number one movie during this week in 1982. He gets the prize.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.